We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From KMOX Sports.
The young swings and lifts a high fly ball.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
This is Sports Open Line.
It's a grand slam!
Touchdown! Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice.
Yes!
KMOX.
A good Monday to you. Welcome in. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for just 1 hour tonight. We are only taking you until 7 o'clock. That's because we've got Monday Night Football. We are going to be headed south of the border tonight. Monday Night Football taking place in Mexico City as the 49ers and the Cardinals are going to match up against each other. And our coverage will begin just after 7 o'clock. The kickoff time is scheduled for 7:15. In about less than 10 minutes, we are scheduled to be joined by Missouri men's basketball coach Dennis Gates. This is going to wrap up our parade of coaches, which is I got everybody that I tried to get, which was good. We reached out to all the area coaches, Division I men's basketball coaches throughout kind of the St. Louis region, I guess you could say. And Coach Gates is the last one to get in, and that's going to wrap up this. So this has been a lot of fun for me. I'm a big college basketball guy. That if you know, when people ask me, they always ask you, when they find out you're a sports broadcaster, they always go, what's your favorite sport? It's baseball. It's baseball. But the second thing that I'm most passionate about is college basketball. So for us to be able to get all these coaches on and for me to have conversations with them, really have enjoyed it. And Coach Gates from Missouri is going to join us in just a few moments. Wanted to just, if you'll indulge me for just a moment or so, if you don't mind, for sports radio listeners in St. Louis, we found out some news on Friday, which was really sad. And I didn't host the show on Friday. I would have mentioned this on Friday if I did. I wasn't in on Friday, so I wanted to mention this today just really quickly. And things like this, sometimes I'm bad with putting the right words together. So just bear with me if you would. We found out on Friday that local sportscaster Jay Randolph Jr. had passed away. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that Jay was my best friend and we hung out all the time. I hadn't really spoken to him since my return to St. Louis. But Jay held and holds a really special place in my heart. And I don't know if I'm standing here doing this show, working at KMOX, working in St. Louis, working in radio, if not for Jay Randolph Jr. When I was in high school, I got my first job in radio, and it was locally working at KFNS. And I started as an overnight board operator. So I would show up. I was a junior or senior in high school. I would show up at midnight on Friday and Saturday nights, and I would work till 6 a.m. They ran ESPN radio, and my job was there weren't any commercials generally. So my job was basically to hit the top of the hour ID. I had to press a button once an hour. That was my job. And that's how it started. That was my first job in radio. And I came from a radio family. My dad actually worked here at KMOX years and years and years ago in the 60s. But my first radio job was when I was in high school as an overnight board operator. And I got to do a little bit more and a little bit more. And eventually I was staying later on Saturday mornings. Or maybe it was Sunday mornings. I don't remember which one. It was at whatever morning that Jay's Fairways and Greens program was on. And I think that was Saturday mornings, if I remember correctly. I think it was on from like 8 to 10 maybe. And I was producing Fairways and Greens, and that's when Jay and I developed a little bit of a relationship. And he was so good to me. He was so good to me. I'm 18 years old, 17 years old. I mean, I'm a young kid. And he made me feel like I belonged. He made me feel like I was part of the team. I was part of what they were doing. And my chest puffed out a little bit when I was able to work with him. I remember there was a U.S. Open qualifier here in St. Louis one year, and I went out, and it was Jay Jr., it was Dad, Jay Sr., and it was me, and we were in a golf cart together, and it was the three of us all day just going around watching this U.S. Open qualifier, and that's one of my favorite memories of my career, because it made me feel like I was part of this, and it's because of Jay. Jay didn't have to invest in me. Jay didn't have to care about me. I was just a kind of a random guy pushing buttons behind the glass. But he invested in me. He was somebody that I could always reach out to if I needed to. And I wish I would have said these things to him before he passed. And it's really been bothering me. So I wanted to share these things with you, the audience, because he passed away way too early. We found out. He made the announcement last week that doctors had found cancer, and it was very aggressive cancer. He and his announcement said 3 to 4 months, and then it was just days later that he had passed away. So I hadn't seen him, hadn't really talked to him since I got back to St. Louis. But I can't tell you, when I was really early on in my radio career, still in high school, working with him was the highlight, and it's part of what helped me develop this love for radio and help me really continue to push forward, because I didn't know for sure what I was going to do. I'd had a job before that, actually working with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, doing some high school sports stuff. I didn't know if I wanted to be a writer. I didn't want to be in media, but I didn't know for sure what I wanted to do. And it was those early years at KFNS, and more so than any other person. We had a mate, like I was there when it was Klabes, and it was Rammer, and it was Dave Green. Like, it was such a great group of people that were there at the time. Greg Marasek was running it. His son John was involved. It was a really cool group of people to be a part of back then. But for me, the person who always stood out the most was Jay Randolph Jr., and I just wanted to salute him for that and kind of recognize him for where I'm at today, and for somebody who maybe he didn't even realize it, but by making me feel like I belonged, it made me feel like this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And I just wanted to share that before we go any further today. So thank you for allowing me that time to certainly share that with you today. All right, we will shift gears, and we are going to lock in and talk some Missouri basketball. The Missouri men's basketball coach, Dennis Gates, he is scheduled to join us. He'll be with us in just a moment. My name is Matt Pauly. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. Yesterday, Missouri basketball, they get another somewhat lopsided victory. So it's been interesting watching the way it's been going for the Tigers. Their first two games, closer than they would have liked, a tight win against Southern Indiana and a tight win against Penn. But then since then, they have rolled in their last three games. The opposition level is going to be going up later on this month. They've got a game against Wichita State. They also have a game against Kansas in the non-league. And of course, they'll play the Bragging Rights game at Enterprise Center against Illinois. That game is scheduled for December 22nd. But yesterday, they do get the win against Mississippi Valley State, winning 83-62. And just a little while ago, we learned that Demoy Hodge was named the SEC Player of the Week after he averaged 24 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 5 steals between the wins against SIUE and Mississippi Valley State. So with all of that, we're very happy to welcome on to Sports Open Line. He is the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. He is in his first season leading the program. He is Coach Dennis Gates. Coach, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate you having me, man. I'm excited to be on with you and hanging out and talking all things Mizzou hoops.
You got a 5-0 club yesterday. You have a nice win against Mississippi Valley State, 83-62. Especially from an offensive standpoint, it really seems like your team's coming along and scoring the ball well.
I think we're doing a great job playing unselfishly. All 5 games, we've managed to have over 20 assists and have a positive assist-to-turnover ratio, which I'm excited to see. We're shooting over 30-plus percent from the three-point line, which are vital statistics. We got to do a better job of rebounding the basketball, but I think all in all, it's fixable things that we can move forward with.
Your first two games were maybe a little tighter than you would have liked, and that's going to happen early on in the season, but a tight game against Southern Indiana, a tight game against Penn, and then since then, the games have been pretty one-sided since then. Has something switched for your club during that period?
I think we're finding who we are. When you look at those games early in the season, Penn is projected to win the Ivy League. They're a really, really good team, well-coached, great players. I think they shot the ball at a very high level. I just think when you look at our rhythm, being able to play in front of our fans has helped us tremendously. Being able to get better and grow has helped us tremendously. Game by game, I see our group getting that much better in different areas.
You got the job in April. When you're in your first season, for kind of first calendar year of being a head coach, because you get the job, you got to recruit a bunch of guys, you got to put together a staff, you finish putting together the schedule, you start recruiting the next recruiting class, all of a sudden you're opening up practice, and then the season's getting started. Is there ever a moment to catch your breath from, you know, between now and when you got the job back in April?
Well, not at all. There's no possible thing. I think we've put a staff together that allows us all to work hand in hand with each other, share strengths, cover each other's weaknesses. From a recruiting standpoint, it's important to continue to identify young talent in this state of Missouri, but also around our surrounding states as well, but more importantly in our state. And what we see now is a portal, right? The portal has helped us put together a roster in such a short time with a lot of turnover and identify players that I think can help us tremendously. We got Kobe Brown, who's first team all SEC, but we also were able to get a host of other guys to complement him.
You were able to bring in a few guys who played for you previously at Cleveland State. How important has it been having some guys, especially on the practice floor, who kind of immediately knew what you were saying, if that makes sense.
Well, it's important. We brought over four guys, two of which are captains, Ben Sternberg, a walk-on, Trey Gomillion, Des Moines Hodge, and Mabor Mejac. Those guys are doing a great job, but sometimes players learn from coaches, but they also do a good job of learning from each other. That peer learning is what I see those guys complementing and helping our players, our entire roster with day to day.
Des Moines Hodge, he's put together a really solid start to his season, double figures in four of the five games, had 30 against SIUE, had the 18 in yesterday's game. Is this what you were expecting from him, obviously being as familiar as you were, or is this him even taking his game to another level?
Well, I still think he's missed shots. He hadn't played his very best yet. I've seen him play at another level. I think he's adjusting. His teammates are adjusting to him. But he's a great player that I think does a lot of things without the ball in his hand on the offensive end, where he's a good catch and shoot. He cuts, move well without the ball. On the defensive side, last night he had six steals, and he was a former defensive player of the year, and that's where one of his strengths are, defending. So when you have a player like that playing both sides, it definitely energizes your roster. It sets an example where it's needed, but it also allows you to play with some type of momentum. And it gets the crowd going.
How important has it been that Kobe Brown stuck around, decided to stay committed to Missouri and to play for you?
It's very important. Kobe Brown's a great player. He's an unbelievable player. The coaches in this conference believe the same thing, as he was voted second-team all-conference, where he was voted first-team all-conference preseason this year. He's respected nationally. He'll have a future in the NBA. I truly believe it helps us have a centerpiece, a guy that we can rally around, a guy that can carry us how he needs to carry us. Right now, what we see is a double-team effort. We see different things, but we also see a balanced roster where Kobe Brown enjoys facilitating. He enjoys playmaking. He enjoys certain things, and that's what we see.
How fun has it been for Isaiah Mosley to be able to kind of play at home, to transfer in? He had an 18-point game yesterday before the season, was named to the Jerry West Award watch list. It just seems like this is a perfect situation for Mosley.
Well, he's doing a great job as well, assimilating to the culture, being back home. He's a great player, a great scorer. I think he helps us in different ways that other guys can't. I enjoy seeing the complement of Des Moines Hodge, Trey Gomillion, Dre Golston, and Isaiah Mosley, because if you have those four guys and they can play in different ways, what you see is guys complementing each other, but also showing each other different strengths, especially when it comes down to the scouting report. Isaiah Mosley is even a better passer than he is scoring. If you look at the way he facilitates and the way he gets his teammates involved, he has a knack and a high basketball IQ.
Missouri men's basketball coach Dennis Gates continuing to join us. You guys announced a number of players for the early signing period who are locked in for the program moving forward. How excited are you about this next recruiting class?
Well, I'm excited about all three. You know, Anthony Robinson, point guard from Tallahassee, Florida, 6'4", 6'3.5", point guard, great facilitator, great shooter, and he's a high-level defender. Trent Pierce, kid from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's now 6'10.5", close to 6'11", wing. He'll add some versatility, some size for position. And then you look at Jordan Butler, top 50 forward center who can stretch the floor. Probably one of the most skilled players out there. He hails from South Carolina. Those three guys gives us a component of versatility. They come from great, great backgrounds, great high school coaches, great families. We're excited to add them into our community, but also our institution and basketball program.
Is it at all challenging knowing that with the transfer portal there's going to be a million guys available at the end of the season? Is it at all challenging knowing who to offer and who not to offer in the early period?
No, it's not challenging. What it is it gives you a different projection. Whereas in the past, you've had two signing periods, the early signing period in November, the second signing period in April, and now you have the portal signing period where you have guys probably identifying themselves once they figure out if they have graduated, and sometimes that takes an entire summer. Sometimes that takes all the way until the end of the spring. So what it gives you is another dynamic to grow your team, to push for specific needs, but also to get better fast. Now, you can't rely totally on the portal to build your culture and build your program, but you can use the portal to eliminate some weaknesses, add some strengths, and get your team better by adding one or two pieces.
I know you probably already had some relationships in the St. Louis area, but being at Mizzou now, I can only assume that recruiting St. Louis is a really big part of what you want to do. What's that process been like for you as you get to know the high school coaches, the AAU coaches in St. Louis, and what do you think about the level of especially high school basketball players in the St. Louis area?
Well, first of all, my hat's off to all the grassroots coaches in the state of Missouri, from high school to AAU to elementary school. The foundation that they've given to these young students at an early age allows them to be recruitable student athletes, also the educators who pour into their lives. What I've done is always recruited nationally in my climb to be a head coach. So I've had relationships here in St. Louis. I've had relationships in the state, and it's just more so reconnecting with old friends. The basketball community is small. We're all, connected by 6 degrees, right? So it's just more so reconnecting with those relationships, getting on their turf, reintroducing myself, the style of play, and wanting them to trust me with their young people that they've already poured their life into. And I think whenever you build bridges for young people, you try to figure out who else can continue that path of building the bridge for them or continue the growth process that's necessary for young people to get to their dreams and aspirations.
I want to ask you about a couple future opponents, and I know you're looking at your next opponent, but I have to think that you probably don't go a day without somebody reminding you about the Kansas game coming up. Is that right?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have so much respect for Bill Self. In actuality, we share the same person that gave us opportunity. Leonard Hamilton hired Bill Self on his first staff at Oklahoma State. Leonard Hamilton is my biggest mentor. So there are some ways we're connected from the same coaching tree. But I've always had respect for him. And one of my assistants was on that staff with him, David Nutt. He was on that staff with Bill Self. They actually have a long-standing friendship. But also their assistants over there. We know them well. They do a great job. As is well documented, but I've heard a little bit about that game, and I'm looking forward to it.
The other rivalry game is the Illinois game, and that's a really cool, really interesting thing. It'll be your first time experiencing it. It's a rivalry game out of conference, played on a neutral site where the crowd's going to be 50-50. That's a fairly unique thing in college basketball.
Yeah, it's one of the, and believe it or not, you know, out there nationally, people don't really realize how big of a game that is between Illinois and Mizzou. It's one of the longest standing rivalry games, one of the most attended, intense games there have been in a while. But more importantly, our fans, our families, our friends and loved ones are excited about it. Our players are excited about it. But we're taking it one game at a time, to say the least. And we're just excited about the course that we're taking thus far in developing. It's not going to be an easy year for us, without a doubt. But our fans, their support is going to make a difference for us. And I do appreciate those that have come to Mizzou Arena. And if you haven't, I want to invite you out to Mizzou Arena to come see us play because your support is needed.
MUTigers.com. Folks want to buy tickets, and we would encourage people to do that. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and getting to know you a little bit was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can catch up every once in a while.
Absolutely. No problem at all. Looking forward to the next opportunity. M-I-Z.
There he is, Coach Dennis Gates. We enjoy talking to him just a little bit as that wraps up our parade of coaches. You know what? I'll be honest with you. When Missouri started out the year with those close wins, and again, you should not take anything away from games that are played in early November. But when they were beating Southern Indiana by 6 points, a school that is going through the transition to D1, it's like, is this thing going to be all right? And then some of these games have started to get a little bit more lopsided, and you start to look at that Missouri roster, and we talked about some of these players. Again, Demoy Hodge, somebody who today was named the SEC Player of the Week. I don't know what it's going to look like this year. I don't know how competitive they are going to be when they hit SEC play, but I can tell you there's a lot more reason to be optimistic about this Missouri basketball team than maybe I thought there was. And Coach Gates did a really, really good job at Cleveland State, one of those up-and-coming type coaches, and it's going to be fun to see what he's able to do working at Missouri. They get the win yesterday against Mississippi Valley State. They are back at it coming up on Wednesday when they take on Coastal Carolina. Their first big test will be when they travel to Wichita State, and that game is going to be coming up on November 29th. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can also tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. We'll preview Blues hockey. They're back at tonight. They're going to get started in about 25 minutes. We'll talk through tonight's game as they're looking to add to their win streak. We'll do that next. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Open Live on America's Sports Voice.
What's down, Kansas City?
KMOX.
We do continue on here on a Monday night. Only have you for about 20 minutes longer as we're taking you till Monday Night Football tonight. It is the 49ers and the Cardinals playing against each other, a game being played in Mexico City. If you just heard that commercial a moment ago, it was for the Festival of Trees that the Moolah Shrine put on. I went to that yesterday with my wife and daughter. It was pretty cool. I've never been to that before. We didn't even totally know what it was, like that you bought raffle tickets and you tried to win like the stuff that was under the tree, which was pretty cool. But yeah, I went to it yesterday. It was good. And here's a pro tip from one father to other parents out there. We couldn't believe last year when we went to the malls, and to get the kids' picture taken with Santa at a mall is so expensive now. Like, I couldn't believe how expensive it was. So then we went to that the Festival of Trees yesterday, and Santa was there. So it cost us $2 each. My wife and I, we each had to pay $2, so it cost us $4 to get in. And then, of course, you can buy some raffle tickets and things like that to be able to get in, which we did. But then we got my daughter's picture taken with Santa, and that was a big time money saver, because basically, we paid $4 to get her picture taken with Santa. And if you go to the mall, it's so expensive. So I'm not trying to take business away from malls, but yeah, there you go. So another reason to go check out that event, which was pretty cool. All right, the Blues are in action tonight. They are looking to add to their winning streak. They have won 6 straight games, and they are back at it tonight. I can see the traffic outside, so I know we are getting closer and closer to puck drop at Enterprise Center. They beat the Ducks their last time out by a 6-2 score, and they are playing the second straight against the Ducks tonight. Now, Jim Thomas of the Post-Dispatch did report just a few moments ago that Colton Parayko did take the ice during warmups, so all indications are that he is going to be able to play. Craig Berube spent some time speaking with the media earlier today and did give an update on Parayko.
I think you know, boiled down to a game time decision, but he's better.
How's Bortuzzo progressing?
He's I think he's pretty close. Like, you know, he's feeling good, and I think, you know, it'd be nice to get him into a regular practice or two first. I know he's out there working hard in pregame skates, but it's not a regular practice, so more contact and things like that, but he seems fine.
When it comes down to deciding whether Parayko goes in, just your confidence in the way that Rosen and Tucker have stepped in and played well kind of make that maybe a little easier, the decision to make? Or?
If we want to play him?
If you want to get him in.
Well, I want him in there all the time. I mean, but, it boils down to what's the best for him, like in long term and things like that. So that really weighs into the decision. But he's feeling a lot better, so, I'm confident he'll play tonight.
We saw him talking to you after practice. Was he trying to convince to say, I'm ready to go?
It's not convincing me. It's just I'm asking him how he's feeling and where he's at. That's what it boils down to. Like I said, I want him in there playing, but, it's up. The player's got to be confident he can go in there and play properly and do the job and not, hopefully not re-injure that.
Chief, what are you seeing from Binnington throughout the course of the year, and specifically these last six games, but just in terms of the confidence he's given the rest of the team?
Well, I think coming into the year, he, had a great offseason. He sees where we were at last year in the playoffs and where his game was in the playoffs, and I think it's carried over to this year. Like, I really believe, he's playing at a high level right now, his confidence. He's big part of the team, obviously. He feels like he's a big part of the team, and, he's all about winning.
It's pretty amazing how things can be contagious, whether it be losing or winning. You have some bad habits during the losing streak, and now it just seems like you build on it game over game.
Well, confidence is a big thing in all sports, and players tend to lose confidence, and then they're always, I have no confidence, and how do I get it back? It's pretty simple to get it back. You just play hard, and you play competitiveness, and you work hard, and you compete hard, and your confidence will come back. Like, things will change, but it's tough to get out of them sometimes. It's, especially as a team, there's always individuals that go through, confidence stretches throughout the seasons, but, when things aren't going well as a team, really gets, team can get down and way down on you, and you got to try to build them back up and get them going the right direction, and then it's the same as winning. You're feeling good about yourself, and you're lighter in your feet, and hands are better, and that's how it goes.
That is Coach Craig Berube of the St. Louis Blues. Again, they've won six straight games, and they're looking for a back-to-back sweep of the Anaheim Ducks. Last time out on Saturday night, they got a win by a 6-2 score. Here is the goals that they have scored during their six-game winning streak, number of goals, 5-3-3, 5-5-6. So in their last three games, they have scored 16 goals. That is, it's just wild looking at, the last four games of their losing streak, they scored five total goals. And in their last three games, they've gone out there and they've scored 16 goals. So they seemingly have flipped the switch. I always say this, and I'm not alone in saying this, but you're never as good as you look at your best. You're never as bad as you look at your worst. You're somewhere in between. I don't think we've figured out yet how good or how not good this team is. I would say how good this team is, because they are a good team, winning six in a row, doing what they need to do. It all goes back to, I think a lot of credit goes to the players on this team and Craig Berube going through a really tough period where they were getting zero luck. Things were not going well. They were not, at times, from an energy standpoint, it didn't look great, but they continued to keep their head down. They continued to do the work. It eventually turned around, and now they're on a really, really good streak right now, and they've got some great wins in this winning streak as well. The win against the Golden Knights, the win against the Avalanche. They've got some really good wins, so we'll see if they're able to keep it going. You don't mess with a streak, right? You never mess with a streak, and they match up against the Ducks tonight for a second straight game. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk a little St. Louis University men's basketball. A big honor today for Yuri Collins. Also want to talk some World Cup soccer. Things did not go as well as they could have gone today for the U.S. men's national team. We'll discuss all that and wrap things up next. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX. Just a few minutes left on this edition of Sports Open Line here on KMOX. We'll get out of here for Monday Night Football live from Mexico City as the Niners and the Cardinals are matched up against each other today. Did want to mention before we get out of here, St. Louis University Billikens basketball, Yuri Collins named the A-10 Player of the Week. Billikens went 2-1 last week, got wins against Memphis and Providence. He averaged 18 points, 7 assists over those couple games. Thought it was interesting, so they lost against Maryland on Saturday, and I think it was Carter Chapley who tweeted out that essentially they were going to play the next afternoon. So they had about 17 hours between the end of the Maryland game and the Providence game, and they spent most of the time, Coach Travis Ford and his staff, spent most of the time really looking at themselves and not looking so much at Providence. And then they started putting some new stuff in during the evening and were able to do so. And then they come out with a really good win against Providence, 76-73 on Sunday. So they go 1-1 in that tip-off tournament that was played in Connecticut. They're next going to be in action coming up on Wednesday night when they are going to play host to Paul Quinn. Also wanted to mention U.S. soccer. I was thinking about this today. So we've established that I'm not a huge soccer guy. Like, it's just not the it hasn't been my thing. I had so much fun when we did the St. Louis City broadcast the other day when they had the international friendly, and I'm starting to enjoy the sport just a little bit more. And in previous years when the United States has qualified for the World Cup, I've paid attention. I've more paid attention if they get out of the early round and are able to get in after that. But it hasn't been something that I've been like really locked in on. And this afternoon, I'm sitting in the KMOX sports office watching their matchup against Wales, and I'm into it. Like, I am. There was a few times where I audibly made loud noises, either cheering or being upset about something. And I wondered if anybody walking around could hear myself. And all I could think to myself was, this is the direct result of City existing. If St. Louis City SC did not exist, if St. Louis did not have an MLS expansion team, there is no way I would have been as much into today's game as I was. So that's good. It's fun for me right now. I'm enjoying it. A disappointing draw. The United States had a 1-0 lead against Wales for a lot of time, and then there was a late penalty and a penalty kick, and Wales was able to score a goal, and that's how it finished off. So 1-1 ended up being the final score as they play to a draw, and that was somewhat disappointing for the United States, and we'll see what they're able to do moving forward. They've got a big matchup against England that's going to be coming up on Friday, and then they will also take on Iran in group play before all is said and done. All right, speaking of things being said and done, this edition of Sports Open Line in the books. On the way next, we have Monday Night Football live from Mexico City, San Francisco against Arizona. It's next right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.